With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. What's in your gut? Certain bacteria may influence susceptibility to infection. The specific composition of bacterial species in a person's gut may protect against or increase susceptibility to Campylobacter, the most common cause of human bacterial intestinal inflammation, according to research published this week in MBio, the online open-access journal of the American Society of Microbiology. The study also found that Campylobacter infection can yield lasting changes to a person's gut bacteria composition. Elevated proportions of bacteroids in the gut microbiota may predispose humans to Campylobacter infection. Senior author Hilpi Ratatelin says, these particular species have been shown to have important roles for susceptibility to gut pathogens and Campylobacter, in particular in some mouse model studies. Following the individual's fecal microbiota composition over time, the researchers observed that Campylobacter negative individuals had small differences, but those who had tested positive for Campylobacter showed significant changes. Daughters provide as much elderly parent care as they can. Sons do little as possible. Parents are better off having daughters if they want to be cared for in their old age, suggests a new study, which finds that women appear to provide as much elderly parent care as they can, while men contribute as little as possible. According to the study, daughters provide an average of 12.3 hours of elderly parent care per month, as compared to sons, 5.6 hours. In other words, daughters spend twice as much time, or almost 7 more hours each month, providing care to elderly parents than sons, said Angelina Grigorieva, a doctoral candidate in sociology at Princeton University. The study also indicates that in the division of elderly parent care among siblings in mixed-sex sibling groups, gender is the single most important factor in the amount of assistance each sibling provides. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30. Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Unlike less educated people, college grads more active on weekends than weekdays. People's educational attainment influences their level of physical activity both during the week and on the weekends, according to a University of Kansas study. Specifically, those with a college degree are more active on Saturdays and Sundays than a typical weekday, whereas people without a high school degree, the opposite is true. While work is a frequently cited barrier to exercise, the study finds evidence of a more complex relationship. For example, those who take more steps during the week, presumably at work, are less likely to be active on weekends. According to the researchers, these patterns were unsurprising. Considered past research has found that less educated groups of people typically spend more time engaged in occupational physical activities at their job during the week. That occupational activity, however, may take place at low energy thresholds, include repetitive motions, and may have potential negative health consequences. Nurses who are motivated primarily by the desire to help others rather than enjoyment of their work itself or the lifestyle it makes possible are more likely to burn out on the job, University of Akron researchers say. Nursing is still a female-dominated occupation, and being female is associated with being caring, nurturing, and altruistic. Therefore, the desire to help others is often assumed to be the right motivation for entering the field, the researchers say. However, they found that nurses who pursue the career for reasons other than or in addition to the desire to help others find the job to be less stressful. That results in less burnout, better personal health, and high job commitment. According to the researchers, Those being served by workers in most occupations do not really care about the worker's motivation for choosing that career. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking to Rob Regish during the first hour to answer your questions about supplements, training, all things that Rob answers on the Blueprint Power Hour. Then we're going to change it up at the top of the first hour. The second hour, we're going to be joined by a scientist who has found the link between IGF-1 and aging. It's a peptide called Humanin. We're going to be talking about that. And then we're going to be joined by a guy who's never been on the show before, and it's not my fault. I want him to come on the show. We had to pull teeth to get him on today. He's my good friend from Orbit Nutrition, Mitch Barham. So you're going to want to hear that. Rob Regish, how are you? So we have technical difficulty. So Rob is calling in from his cell phone. So don't complain about the audio. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. For once, I'm not the guy having, you know, equipment issues.
I don't know what's going on, but we've had some problems with Time Warner. They changed our IP address like three different times, and we have a static IP. And every time they change it, we have to make adjustments in our router and all that sort of stuff. It's just a nightmare. I got to tell you, I wish Insight was still our cable company. I'll say that right now. Okay. So anything new on the horizon for you before we get into the show?
Just a reminder, we're getting into late August, and Tranquilogen is 15% off. Well, you know, with free shipping in the continental United States. So if you want to check that out, by all means, you can go to my website, CoachRobRegish.com.
Excellent, excellent.
And click on the Tranquilogen banner.
Okay. All right, so the first question comes from Joey Chan. He says, I was wondering what your take on intermittent fasting is, meaning how long to fast, when to use it, and for what purpose?
Well, I'm going to give you the short answer. Carl, you cut me off if I'm going too long.
Go ahead.
But you can fast for up to 16 hours. You can use the diet anytime, but its forte, so to speak, is cutting and recomp. The goal being to lose a lot of fat, steady insulin, and teach your body how to burn off body fat. So I first came across this on TMAG, I think it was 1999. Ori Hofmeckler, and Carl, you used to have him on the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So he runs warriordiet.com. Quite simply, the interview blew my mind. It's still out there, I think, if you search. He destroyed so many sacred cows. And at that point in time, I liked that. It takes various forms depending upon which version you subscribe to. My personal favorite is I fast for 16 hours, or close to it, consuming nothing but water and green tea. Now, if you can't or won't do that, snacking on nuts, berries, raw vegetables, and the like, you know, that's acceptable. Above all, consume nothing, you know, food or drink that raises insulin. And try to break into it easy, because going for the gusto out of the gate, it leaves guys really discombobulated at the end of the day, and that's not fun. So I hope that answers your questions. I mean, I know, Carl, you fast on a regular basis, right?
Yeah, 16 hours is really the minimum you should fast. You can fast longer, but anything less than a 16-hour fast really seems not to confer any of the benefits of fasting, which is a shift over to ketones as a substrate, which you indicated helps burn fat because ketones come from fat. Also, the phenomenon of autophagy, where the body cleans up metabolic waste and rids it. And you know, these are all good things about fasting. 16 hours is really the target. I've gone longer. I've gone as far as 36 hours. It's just up to you, you know, what you want to do. But 16 hours should be the minimum of a fast, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's, like I said, great diet. One more thing. When you're fasting, the blood-brain barrier is wide open, and you can do some amazing things with amino acids. So know that, too.
Bob Gibson says, I heard on an episode where you mentioned kratom, green kratom something or other. You said there are different strains and it isn't cheap. Can you tell me again what it does and any other useful info while you're at it?
Well, to refresh, kratom is a plant native to Thailand, Malaysia, and other parts of Southeast Asia. It's illegal in Thailand, interestingly enough, and has been for 70 years. Why? It was reducing the Thai government's tax revenue from opium. And it does, in fact, have opiate-like activity. It is a hell of a painkiller, and it suppresses appetite big time. Depending upon the strain, it can be either stimulating or, I'll call it, sedating. My personal two favorites and ones I would recommend, red vein Borneo and green Malay. Red vein Borneo is the classic. It's like the grandfather, kratom, and excellent for relaxation and pure unwinding at the end of the day. And then green Malay, you know, green Malay will start off as a stimulant, level off, and then it goes downhill from there. So whichever way you slice it, kratom is good stuff.
Let's see if we have, we have time to go to the next question. And if I have to break here, I will. The next question comes from John Braun. He says, hey, Rob, hope you are well and things are going good for you. I have been away on holiday and have been using body weight training and I'm getting on great. To lean out, should I also do some weight training as well? I am doing the HIIT cardio, high intensity interval cardio as well. Thanks for your help.
Okay. I would suggest using EDT, escalating density training, or a HIIT protocol here, which is to say, and use one of those in a 1-3 context, meaning perform one weight training session every third workout. So you want to keep this on the heavier side with 3-minute rests between sets. I like staggering them because each is heavy enough to keep the muscle on you, and each has its selling points and drawbacks. You know, your set-to-set strength in a multi-set program drops precipitously, and that's why I like HIIT.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more. We're talking with Rob Regish, just the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on SuperhumanRadio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by The Blueprint. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. Gerald Denning says, I heard you talk last week about your recent blood work. So I had mine tested last week. Turns out I'm on the low side too. You also mentioned you were prescribed 50 milligrams a week. That's laughable, by the way. Where did that get you, and what are the typical HRT dosing guidelines?
Well, to answer your first question, it got me nowhere. Actually, it put me even behind that. You know, I was better walking into to see that doctor than I was after I walked out. He makes very irresponsible dosing guidelines, and they won't seem to go over 100 milligrams a week because of liability. But let's talk more about this 50 milligrams a week. Believe it or not, I had to talk him up into 50 milligrams.
Yeah, he originally wanted to do 40, right?
Yeah, he wanted to give me 40, so I said, doc, that only comes out to...
Hey, Rob, I don't know if you moved, but your phone is like going in and out. I don't know if you just moved a little while ago or you were in a better place before. But anyway, I remember that you told me he wanted to give you 40, and I told you that there's research out there that shows that those types of low doses actually make men hypogonadal, because that's just enough to disrupt the hypothalamic pituitary testicular axis and shut down testosterone production, but it's not enough to replace the testosterone that you lose from the shutdown.
You're absolutely right. Because when I got my blood work back, I had luteinizing hormone was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
So
it's a stupid thing. These doctors are afraid to prescribe testosterone today. It's a really, really scary thing that they can't prescribe testosterone to a man who's 35 years plus and who needs it. And then they do stupid stuff like that. Because remember, testosterone cypionate is not all testosterone. If it's 50 milligrams, that means maybe 40 milligrams of it is testosterone, and it releases over 18 days. So you take 40 and divide it by 18, and what are you getting? You're getting the amount of testosterone that a woman makes on a day-to-day basis. Terrible. You definitely need to be in the 175 to 200 milligram a week range in order to see the types of benefits from testosterone and get them back into therapeutic levels. Anonymous says, on Phenibut, you were kidding. Stuff hits hard. You weren't kidding. Stuff hits hard and lasts a long time. I also failed to heed the advice about not using it too often. As a result, I get shaky now until I get my next dose. I guess I could taper it, but there's always more around to tempt me. Any suggestions?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope with Phenibut because it just works so gosh darn well. So for those unfamiliar, Phenibut is otherwise known as phenyl GABA. And what that means is the phenyl group is attached, allowing GABA to easily cross the blood-brain barrier, even in the presence of food. There's nothing like your first time, but it takes more and more to even get you in the ballpark. So when you do try to come off, I would try some of the over-the-counter things, L-theanine, GABA, maybe some valerian or skullcap. But a visit to the doctor may be in order, and you want to ask for something called baclofen. And it's very, very similar to Phenibut, but without the tolerance and addiction issues. So, hope that helps.
Really? That's the only way to get off of Phenibut, huh?
Well, there are guys that try and taper, but from what I'm reading and corresponding with guys on the boards, it's tough stuff to get off of. Big time.
I used Phenibut, or Phenibut, however you want to call it, about a year and a half ago. I think you actually sent me some, Rob. And I used it to try to sleep with. And I was taking very small doses. I was taking like 80 milligrams, 60 milligrams, up to like 120 milligrams. And that stuff put me in such a terrible, it wasn't a deep sleep, knocked me out so completely that I didn't sleep well. I snored louder. It's such a central nervous system depressant. It's amazing. I can't believe that people take that stuff and go out into the world.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm surprised it's still around. But
I didn't want to say that, but so am I. I mean, it seems to me that this is really, especially with the issues about developing tolerances and becoming somewhat dependent on it. It seems to me that this stuff is really some strong stuff.
it's incredibly strong. I mean, this is not one of those things where you take it and say, yeah, I think it works. No, it's like a sledgehammer. It will hit you over the head. And yes, you can take too much. Know that. It's just like alcohol in that regard, and that is not pleasant.
So we have about 3 minutes before the break. Is there a sensible way to use Phenibut? Should you only use it on rare occasions, 1 or 2 days in a row, and that's it, and then not use it again?
1 to 2 days out of the week is suggested, but no more than two. And please, don't drive on this stuff. You know, after I gave that tip to a number of people, they're like, hey, man, thanks. You know, now I can go out and be the driver, and so to speak. And they don't need as much alcohol while they're out on the dance floor because the Phenibut is kicking in.
Wow. So it really can be a recreational, it can be an alternative to recreational drug use, it sounds like.
Yes, and these guys know if they get pulled over and given the breathalyzer, they're gonna pass it easy. No,
but if a cop makes them walk the line, they're not gonna pass that, right?
Depends how much they take. If you take too much, two things happen. One, you wobble around, you can't even walk. And the second is you're gonna lose some money out of your wallet because the stuff ain't cheap. One other. When you do take a lot of it and try and sleep, like you said, Carl, it's different. It wakes me up every 2 hours, almost to the minute.
Probably because you stop breathing. I mean, I'm not kidding. Yeah. I took it a couple times, and Elisa said to me, "You sounded like there was like thunder in the room." She said you were snoring so loud. And it was like, I mean, all I could say is I woke up in the morning and I felt like I had blunt force trauma. I mean, it took me hours to snap out of it in the morning, like to wake up. Coffee didn't help. Craze didn't help. Nothing helped. I mean, it was like I was just dumb for like the first 2 hours of the morning.
Craze didn't help?
No, nothing helped.
That's amazing.
You know, I know that he didn't invent it. Of course, it's been around, but it was popularized by Patrick Arnold back in, I want to say, around 2004, 2005. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. A great mind out there. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Where mind, muscle, and body come for intense training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart.
I was told by a listener of the show on Facebook today that Way Natural USA is using a clip of mine to endorse their product when they were sponsors on the show, and I want to go on the record as saying that I do not endorse Way Natural USA's products any longer. Don't be fooled by an old interview that I did with Greg before I found out that the product wasn't what it was supposed to be. So let that be the current statement. Let's see if he puts that up on his website. Okay. Omar Anderson says, I keep hearing about supplements like Folidrone. On the board, supposedly it decreases myostatin levels by 49%, as well as increasing markers of muscle growth. I'm thinking of ordering this stuff. What's your opinion? I got an opinion on this, too.
My, my opinion is the same for all of these myostatin inhibitors. They're junk. And as the market strives to overcome the death of pro-hormones, other categories of anabolics have taken center stage. And suppressing myostatin is one of them. There was also another product out there. I believe it was made by Pinnacle, and the name of it was MyoZap. But regardless, they used biotests.
Here's the problem with all myostatin inhibitors, folks. Whether they are pharmaceutical grade, used by Seijin Lee, who is the guy who discovered myostatin, or anything else. And the research is out there, and I need to find this study and put it up on my blog. Unless you're reducing myostatin for upwards of 95%, and the sweet spot is more like 98%, ongoing for a prolonged period of time, you will see no muscle growth to mature muscles. It's different for myostatin null babies who are growing under the influence of no myostatin. But if you are already a grown human being with myostatin, and you suppress it, you must suppress it a minimum of 95% ongoing for days and weeks before you see muscle gains. And here's the bad news. Once you stop, the body goes back to where it was over a short period of time. So, the pursuit of myostatin inhibition is a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
A lot of guys bought into this back in the day and ran it for a year straight, because that's what XYZ supplement company was telling them. And you know, this I see just as the most recent spin on myostatin blockers.
Yeah.
You'd be wise to avoid it.
Richard Wiener says, I bought the Blueprint 2.0 when it was on sale. Hell of a read and discussed a lot of things I've never heard of before. Before I buy 3.0, the Meteoric, or the rest of your stuff, can you give me some guidance on what I should purchase next? I also enjoyed the sampler newsletter I signed up for. I'm 34, body weight, BTW, 6 foot tall and 200 pounds. Just looking to fill out and get leaner.
Yeah, well, I would say this. Given your stated goal, sounded to me like a recomp, you'd be best off with either the Blueprint 3.0 or the Meteoric. The training templates are completely different, meaning you can run one and then start the other if so inclined. 3.0, it's an enormous work, but you get a lot of bang for your buck. Since you sound like the perfect candidate for those programs to take it to the next level.
You know, we have a few minutes before the break, and then we're going to come back and do the Blueprint tip of the day, which is turn to the dark side, a look at the pros and cons. And I know what that's going to be about. Later this week, you're going to hear about my first supplement being released. For those of you who take, yeah, I know, right? I waited long enough. For those of you who take vitamin D, for whatever reason, this is going to be a game changer. And I don't just mean that like, oh, you know, this is going to be a game changer. I am introducing a product that is like no vitamin D supplement out there ever, anywhere. And the benefits of it and the lack of the negative side effects associated with vitamin D toxicity and calcification have been shown in science. So anybody who takes vitamin D, you're going to want to stay close to my Facebook page and this show in the next couple days because we are releasing this. We're just waiting for the patent pending to come back from the patent office, which we've been approved for a patent pending. So we have a patent pending on this. That's how exciting this is. Show me a vitamin D product that has a patent pending, by the way.
Is it actually the vitamin D itself or, you know, absorption?
All I'm saying is it's a vitamin D product. That's all I'm saying. It's vitamin D, and that's all I'm saying right now until we get the approval back from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which should happen either later today or tomorrow. Once we get that back, we're releasing it. We're just waiting for that. But all I can tell you is if you take vitamin D, I don't care how you get your vitamin D, you're going to want this product. I guarantee it. I'm very, very excited about this. Very excited.
It sounds fantastic.
You know, there's a lot of supplements out there that just copy everybody else's stuff. I refuse to do that. I will not do that. If I can't introduce something that's not just different, because you can always be different. You can create crap and be different. But different in a way that makes sense for the mission of the audience of this show, which in my humble opinion is a couple things, right? We all want to get stronger. We all want to look better. We all want to be muscular, but we don't want to sacrifice our health in doing so. And it can be done. I am not going to introduce pre-workout supplements and say, well, these have, you know, better ingredients. I'm not going to do that kind of stuff. We are going to introduce a protein powder blend. I can tell you it's going to be like nothing on the market you've ever seen, and it'll be a long time till anybody catches us. But that's probably at least 5 to 6 months away because it's still in the developmental stages, coming along nicely. But this vitamin D product is going to be an aha moment for the supplement industry. It's going to be like, wow, why didn't we think of that? And it's too late now because we have a patent on it. So, very excited. And that should be later this week. Like I said, if I get the email from the USPTO today saying you have patent pending status, then this will be available tomorrow. We're doing a pre-sale. And the company that's manufacturing us for us, we will let you know who it is once the pre-sale starts. A company that is beyond reproach in producing products that are what they say they are. Okay.
I got a feeling you're gonna make a lot of money.
I'm not looking to make a lot of money. I'm looking to give people an opportunity to take vitamin D without worrying about calcification of organs and soft tissue, without worrying about toxicity, but getting all the benefits of vitamin D. All the benefits of vitamin D that vitamin D is supposed to impart without any of the toxicity. And we've got it. We've got it. It's very exciting. So there you go. What's going on with Synthogen? Are you in stock, out of stock?
It's in stock, and Mass has a fairly good supply. Predator, I think they ordered quite a bit, so it should be on the boat going over there. But we continue to get great, great reviews from people young and old. So we did it right. That's the bottom line. And people have become so accustomed to the product and like the product so much. We ran out of those black and white caps in between, you know, a couple of runs. So the only option we had was to do a solid white cap. All the ingredients in it were the same. The label was the same. Just change of color. And gosh, when people got that, did it ever throw them? You know, they thought they got bogus Synthogen.
Wow.
But needless to say, after a couple of workouts, they knew it was the real deal.
So you just changed the cap. Because obviously these things you get elsewhere, they have to be available. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with the Blueprint Tip of the Day with Rob Regish. Stay tuned.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Pincus Cohen to talk about the relationship between IGF-1 and a novel peptide called Eumannin, which is a signaling peptide that influences the mitochondrial aging of cells. It's really exciting stuff, folks, as we find out more and more about how to live longer and be stronger. Right now, the blueprint tip of the day, turning to the dark side, a look at the pros and cons. What do you mean by the dark side? You mean like watching scary movies?
No, it's a little different than that. It's HRT, right? Or going to the dark side. At some point in an athlete's career, he's tapped out. So let's call him Joe. It's usually after decades of training, overtraining, or just sheer age. No matter what he does, his body won't change. The whole creatine, glutamine, protein powder stuff has gone stale, and he knows that most supplement breakthroughs are bunk. So he steers clear of those, 2 hours of sleep last night. Hmm. In the back of his mind, he knows what it is, low T. So he's off to the endocrinologist after getting a referral. And then he has to go to the pharmacy to pick up the script. So you see how all three entities, everybody gets their cut before you get the medicine that you need. The other route he's looking at is called the dark side. He's Googled around and found several overseas pharmacies. He can also run doses that build incredible amounts of muscle because HRT won't, at least how it's prescribed today. And he'll grow that muscle in a very short period of time. Those are the upsides. The downsides are quality control. You never know if you're going to, get bunk product. And the legal risk, probably the biggest risk, because they are Schedule III medications. So that's the same. They're in the same category as cocaine and heroin.
That doesn't even make sense, does it?
No.
This is why doctors are so afraid to prescribe this stuff. It's stupid.
Yeah. Okay. So the most onerous of these issues we just talked about is the legality of them. Anabolics, as I just said, Schedule III controlled substances in the U.S., getting popped with them, and in many places, the penalties are stiff. In the school zone, God forbid you get popped in a school zone because that automatically doubles your fines, jail time, or both. It's a sorry state of affairs, but it's outside the context of this discussion, all of this legal stuff. Joe's best bet is not to see an endocrinologist, but rather off to an anti-aging clinic or like entity. What you'll find are that the docs there are much younger. They are much better versed in supplementation, diet, weight training. A lot of them train. I went into one, shook his hand, he extended a nice bronzed forearm and he had good shoulders on him. So what does that tell you? Go for HRT. Get as much of it as you can get, and take it from there.
You know, I don't even think HRT is the dark side, quite frankly. You know, I mean, I understand what you're saying, the dark side meaning if HRT is not available to you, you may find yourself hunting around on the internet looking for alternatives. And this is what men have to turn to, because testosterone has been demonized thanks to professional sports. Where else have you seen medical treatment standards influenced by sports? Imagine, just imagine this, one of the most abused drugs out there are ADHD drugs like Ritalin, because they're stimulants. They're like amphetamines, and some of them are amphetamines. And so baseball players love these drugs, as do college students who are studying and blah, 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 blah. So just imagine if your child required Ritalin and the doctor said, look, your son needs a Ritalin subscription, a prescription, but I'm not going to do it, because if I do that, I'm going to bring the DEA and all these other agencies down on my head because baseball players abuse Ritalin, which they probably do. But they don't do that to Ritalin. They don't do that to Ritalin, but they do it to testosterone, where doctors are afraid, where doctors do stupid stuff like, okay, you want testosterone? I'm going to give you 50 milligrams a week. It's going to make you sicker than you are now, but that way I don't have to worry about some agency coming in here saying I'm running a steroid mill, because that's exactly what they do.
One of the docs that I was talking to said, look, these things are controlled substances for a reason. You can get hooked on them. A lot like heroin. No, that's not quite.
Is he an idiot? So they're naturally occurring in the body. Is he an idiot?
Well, the other thing was this. When I went to pick up my script for the month, it had four needles in there. And I said, well, where are the larger ones to draw from the vial? And the woman had no clue. I said, it dulls the needle considerably when you push it through.
The rubber stopper.
Shoot. Yeah. Yeah. And now you have to turn around and inject, you know, in your leg, your backside. Some guys do shoulder shots. I would never venture up there. But HRT, I can honestly tell you, it might have been placebo. I felt something. And a big part of that was I couldn't sleep last night. And I have read plenty of places where HRT or higher dose tests can do that.
Yeah, because it androgens have some, to some people more so, a stimulatory effect on the brain. So, you know,
right.
You know, there's androgen receptors on the heart, the brain, all over the body, and men and women. And so, yeah, there are some people who are more sensitive to it than others, and they will experience maybe even some sense of agitation or jitteriness. But usually the body gets used to that. It's just because, in my humble opinion, your testosterone levels have been so low because of this stupid doctor that prescribed 50 milligrams a week, and you had the testosterone of a little girl at that point in time, that now all of a sudden your body's going, whoa, we're having a party now.
Yeah, it absolutely floored me how, you know, 50 piddly milligrams shut me down.
Of course.
Totally shut me down.
Of course.
So I'm going to be real interested to see how this higher dose product goes, and I'm going to give it a fair run, 12 to 16 weeks.
What's more shocking to me is that a doctor, the first line of defense in medicine, a doctor does not understand how testosterone cypionate or enanthate or propionate or any of the esters out there work. I mean, the pharmacodynamics of them, the pharmacokinetics of them, you know, the fact that a depot, an oil depot of testosterone cypionate will take up to 18 days to fully release that what's in that depot. And they go and they look at things on a week to week basis. And what they don't understand is that in the first week, over 50% of that depot will be released and the other 50% will come out the balance of the next 9 to 10 to 11 days. Yet they look at somebody and go, well, I'm giving you 50 milligrams of testosterone. That should be more than enough for a week assuming that you make between 7 and 11 milligrams a day as a man. No, it doesn't work that way. It's not hitting me all in 1 week, Doc. And more importantly, they have no idea that testosterone cypionate means that the molecule is made up of testosterone and the cypionate ester, which means that the cypionate ester is not an androgen and is taking up space, molecular space, and they don't subtract that from the, well, it's not 50 milligrams of testosterone, Doc. It's 50 milligrams of testosterone cypionate. If you remove the ester, how much testosterone does your patient have left?
You know, I pointed that out to him, and he tried to shut down the conversation entirely. It was very, very awkward because, like you said, there's a lot of docs and other people out there that do not understand the milligram dosing, the way they're tied to esters, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just glad I finally got a doc that'll work with me.
Well, think about it. How many doctors know how any of the drugs that they prescribe work? Given in fact that some of the drugs that the companies that manufacture them aren't even sure how they work, like some of the anti-diabetes medicines, they're not even sure how they work. All they know is that they lowered blood sugar. They could be lowering blood sugar by causing the blood sugar to seep, you know, out of the, they have no clue. All they know is that when you took it, this is what happened. The doctors don't even know how they work. If the pharmaceutical companies that are manufacturing them aren't sure how these drugs derive their effects, then how can the doctors know? And that yet they prescribe these drugs like they know what they're going to do to people.
Yeah. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs. You can't go out and get something that was pulsing through your body and you need again. These guys are afraid of losing their licenses. I think that's the bottom line.
And they shouldn't be. They should not be afraid of losing their licenses for prescribing a hormone that naturally occurs in the body. They should be afraid of losing their licenses for prescribing drugs like SSRIs and statin drugs, which are foreign to the body. Those they don't care about. Those they're fine with. That's absolutely.
Right.
And that's because the Food and Drug Administration and the DEA and the pharmaceutical companies that manufacture these things, they have tied this industry up lock, stock, and barrel. They own it all. They know what they're doing. They want you to take what they, do you know, in the state of Kentucky, a physician's assistant and a nurse practitioner can both prescribe statin drugs, blood pressure medications. Why? Because they want to be able to prescribe so they can feel like they're big bosses. And the pharmaceutical industry knows, hey, the more people we have prescribing these drugs, the more are going to be prescribed, the more we're going to sell. And those are dangerous drugs, but they'll let anybody prescribe them now.
It's only the doctor that can write scripts up here.
Yeah.
I've never seen it done, by anyone else.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right, see you next week. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with news at the top of the hour, and then we're going to talk about IGF-1 and a unique peptide called Umanin and how they're linked to aging.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. What's in your gut? Certain bacteria may influence susceptibility to infection. The specific composition of bacterial species in a person's gut may protect against or increase susceptibility to Campylobacter, the most common cause of human bacterial intestinal inflammation, according to research published this week in MBio, the online open-access journal of the American Society of Microbiology. The study also found that Campylobacter infection can yield lasting changes to a person's gut bacteria composition. Elevated proportions of bacteroids in the gut microbiota may predispose humans to Campylobacter infection. Senior author Hilpi Ratatelin says, these particular species have been shown to have important roles for susceptibility to gut pathogens and Campylobacter, in particular in some mouse model studies. Following the individual's fecal microbiota composition over time, the researchers observed that Campylobacter negative individuals had small differences, but those who had tested positive for Campylobacter showed significant changes. Daughters provide as much elderly parent care as they can. Sons do little as possible. Parents are better off having daughters if they want to be cared for in their old age, suggests a new study, which finds that women appear to provide as much elderly parent care as they can, while men contribute as little as possible. According to the study, daughters provide an average of 12.3 hours of elderly parent care per month, as compared to sons, 5.6 hours. In other words, daughters spend twice as much time, or almost 7 more hours each month, providing care to elderly parents than sons, said Angelina Grigorieva, a doctoral candidate in sociology at Princeton University. The study also indicates that in the division of elderly parent care among siblings in mixed-sex sibling groups, gender is the single most important factor in the amount of assistance each sibling provides. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Unlike less educated people, college grads more active on weekends than weekdays. People's educational attainment influences their level of physical activity both during the week and on the weekends, according to a University of Kansas study. Specifically, those with a college degree are more active on Saturdays and Sundays than a typical weekday, whereas people without a high school degree, the opposite is true. While work is a frequently cited barrier to exercise, the study finds evidence of a more complex relationship. For example, those who take more steps during the week, presumably at work, are less likely to be active on weekends. According to the researchers, these patterns were unsurprising, considered past research has found that less educated groups of people typically spend more time engaged in occupational physical activities at their job during the week. That occupational activity, however, may take place at low energy thresholds, include repetitive motions, and may have potential negative health consequences. Nurses who are motivated primarily by the desire to help others rather than enjoyment of their work itself or the lifestyle it makes possible, are more likely to burn out on the job, University of Akron researchers say. Nursing is still a female-dominated occupation, and being female is associated with being caring, nurturing, and altruistic. Therefore, the desire to help others is often assumed to be the right motivation for entering the field, the researchers say. However, they found that nurses who pursue the career for reasons other than or in addition to the desire to help others find the job to be less stressful. That results in less burnout, better personal health, and high job commitment. According to the researchers,
Those being served by workers in most occupations do not really care about the worker's motivation for choosing that career. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-9000 1937, or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest-growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so we've talked a lot about growth hormone and IGF-1 in the past. We've talked about a lot of different peptides that seem to be linked to better aging, like Clotho. The discussion is going to turn now to a new peptide called Humanin, or Humanin. Dr. Pincus Cohen, you can correct me on that, from USC Davis School of Gerontology. How you doing, Dr. Cohen?
Very good, thank you, and hello, everybody.
Is it? I know I asked you, but I have the attention span of a gnat. Is it Humanin or Humanin?
Humanin.
Okay, Humanin. Okay. So explain what this peptide is and how you discovered it.
So Humanin is a peptide that was discovered about a decade ago by three different laboratories working independently on three different directions. The name Humanin was coined by a Japanese investigator who was working on Alzheimer's disease and cloned Humanin as a factor, as a peptide that protects brain cells from damage caused by amyloid beta, which is one of the factors known to influence the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And using a clever approach, that person named Nishimoto was able to screen a library of peptides and identify Humanin as a unique agent that prevents cell death associated with Alzheimer's disease, and proposed that this peptide might have a role in the future in preventing or treating dementia and Alzheimer's. At the same time, an investigator working in the Burnham Institute in San Diego cloned Humanin as a factor that might be involved in protecting cells from cell death. And again, the effects were protective against a variety of insults that cells might suffer. And my lab at the same time was working on diabetes, and we were trying to identify novel factors that might be involved in preventing the development of a condition called insulin resistance, which is central to a lot of diseases of aging, mainly diabetes, as well as obesity, metabolic syndrome, and so on. And we've cloned Humanin as an agent that counteracts some other molecules that can cause insulin resistance and diabetes. Mm-hmm. So these three completely different directions identified this peptide as a novel molecule that appeared to promote health, particularly in the context of aging. And all of these experiments were done in vitro in cell culture. Now, the interesting thing about humanin is that unlike the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of proteins and peptides that are made in the human body, which are encoded in the nucleus, humanin is unique because it comes from an organelle in the cell known as the mitochondria, which most people think of as the energy center of the cell, but it is also important in processes such as programmed cell death.
Mm-hmm.
And the mitochondria and the energy production in the mitochondria might be a topic that's familiar to some of your listeners.
Yes.
And there are a number of approaches that have been proposed, although not all of them are well proven, to enhance mitochondrial function, to improve mitochondrial energy production, and thereby to make the body more efficient and more protected from conditions associated with aging that might involve deterioration of mitochondrial function.
Okay.
And let me just finish that
sure.
line of thought.
Sure.
And humanin is encoded in a chromosome that's found in the mitochondria. That is a very small chromosome that only encodes a few proteins involved in mitochondrial function.
Now, the relationship between insulin-like growth factor, growth hormone, and humanin, could you detail that? Because then I have a line of questions that I'd like to go after.
Absolutely. So I introduced your listeners to the concept of the mitochondria and the fact that humanin comes from the mitochondria, is associated with a variety of health-related issues, and might explain, as I'll mention in a minute, some of the activities of the mitochondria related to health. That topic interfaces previously in unknown fashion with the whole issue of the growth hormone IGF system and its relation to health and longevity. And that is a complex issue because on the one hand, it's very well documented that animals, and most of the work was done in mice, but anywhere from dogs to worms, many, many species have decreased life expectancy when they have excess growth hormone or IGF and increased lifespan when they have a lower levels of growth hormone and IGF-1. On the other hand, it's well known as well that human beings who have adult growth hormone deficiency have a higher incidence of a variety of medical problems, particularly cardiovascular disease, and it is approved by the FDA and commonly practiced the growth hormone treatment of people who have growth hormone deficiency may correct some of these medical problems. It's the use of growth hormone in adults who don't have growth hormone deficiency, which is controversial. It's not approved, and there's concerns that it might contribute to poor health outcomes,
mm-hmm.
although there are clearly effects, including increased muscle mass and decreased fat mass, which make it an attractive agent for people to inject to improve, say, athletic performance. However, the long-term health risks associated with that remain a major concern. How the growth hormone IGF system might lead to poor health outcomes and decreased lifespan has always been a topic of interest that people didn't quite understand as of yet. What our discovery was that we took a number of models, mouse models, that were associated with shortened life or increased lifespan, as well as age-relating diseases. And we measured this peptide humanin in these models. And we found that whenever growth hormone was high or IGF-1 was high, and the life expectancy was short, humanin levels were low. And in those models where growth hormone and IGF-1 were low and lifespan was longer, humanin levels were higher. So we proposed that humanin might be the agent that is regulated by growth hormone and thereby mediates the effects on lifespan. And there's additional data from a variety of sources, including ours, that support the possibility that humanin might extend life and prevent diseases of aging.
Okay, let's do this. We have to take a break, and I've got lots of questions when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. Dishnet not available in all areas. Call for details.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You wanna rumble in my jungle? Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Pincus Cohen from the University of Southern California Davis School of Gerontology about a novel peptide called humanin, which may be something that we will look forward to someday to help us age better and live longer. So the first question that comes to mind Dr. Cohen, and we've done a lot of shows on the mitochondrial theory of aging. Aubrey de Grey's even been on the show a few times. We know that intermittent fasting, what we like to call more ancestral eating patterns or frequencies, will stimulate autophagy, which has some real benefits as far as clearing out metabolic waste and improving mitochondrial function. These things also increase ghrelin and growth hormone releasing peptides and increase growth hormone. They've also been linked to aging better and living longer. Is it more about the growth hormone IGF-1 axis, you think, or is it just in a vacuum, growth hormone or IGF-1 at high levels are a bad thing?
Well, you know, I think that this is a very complex area, and one has to define what goals do you have in terms of your personal health to be in order to relate to this question. There are certainly diseases of aging that would be more rapidly progressing in the presence of higher levels of growth hormone and IGF-1. One of them is cancer. Now, about a third of all people die from cancer, and in some animal models, it's even higher. It's the majority of mice might end up dying. Certain mice strains might end up dying from malignant complication. So if growth hormone and IGF-1, which have been shown to stimulate the progression and the growth of cancer cells, are at higher levels, it's no surprise that in these models there is a shorter lifespan. And in humans, growth hormone and IGF-1 levels have been linked to cancer risk and cancer progression. So if this is the disease that might afflict you, having higher levels of growth hormone IGF-1 is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there are problems such as, say, osteoporosis, which can be a major cause of morbidity at later life, lead to fractures and eventually to death. Growth hormone and IGF-1 promote bone health, as do other things. And having lower levels might result in problems associated with osteoporosis complications. The situation with diabetes, which is a major issue for diseases of aging, as well as Alzheimer's, is more complicated, and there's data supporting both higher levels or lower levels of growth hormone and IGF-1 influencing the progress of that disease group. So the bottom line is that it might be an individual susceptibility mm-hmm. issue. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, we know that very low levels of growth hormone in humans is not a good thing, and people who have growth hormone deficiency do benefit from growth hormone therapy. And in fact, dwarves who have extremely low levels of growth hormone have been studied and actually do not live longer in the human environment. And while only some subsets of individuals who have growth hormone problems have a shortened lifespan, it is generally recognized by the medical community that one wants to normalize the levels of growth hormone IGF-1 if they are indeed abnormal and there is legitimate conditions such as growth hormone deficiency. Now, the question is the IGF-1 level, the growth hormone level, the only factor that should determine the decision to treat or not to treat in low levels? And, of course, if you do give growth hormone to a person who needs growth hormone, say a person with a deficiency, what are the bad things that might happen? So the lowering of humanin levels could be one of the main negative side effects of growth hormone and might explain the potential detrimental things that are associated with growth hormone therapy. So the discovery that humanin is a growth hormone-dependent, IGF-1-dependent growth factor, and the fact that humanin, and we have not spoken about this, humanin treatment in about seven or eight different conditions – including Alzheimer's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, chemotherapy side effects, and a whole host of other conditions. Human therapy in animal models has been shown to protect the model, the animal, from these diseases and to extend the lifespan of these animals in certain situations, and certainly the symptom-free health span of these animals. So it is possible that this could have therapeutic implications in the future
That's my question. We only have a few minutes in the interview. Will we see this coming forth someday as an injectable peptide, you think?
I certainly hope so. And a number of drug companies have voiced interest in developing human analogs, either as treatments for dementia and Alzheimer's disease or as treatment for metabolic diseases like diabetes. My lab has received multiple grants from the National Institute of Health to further study the potential development of human and related peptides for these diseases. I'm involved with a biotech company called Cobar, which is also committed to trying to move these things, these peptides forward to development. And Cobar has received grants from the ADDF, the Alzheimer's Disease Drug Discovery Foundation, to try to develop analogs that might be useful in dementia. So I think that there's a great interest in the biotech community in seeing this very novel new class of therapeutic agents move forward to clinical development, and I hope that they will be available for selected patients with appropriate conditions in the foreseeable future.
Very, very exciting stuff. I there's no time to answer this question, but I want to have you back on the show. I wonder if oxytocin increases humanin. I was just doing some research during the breaks. It'd be interesting to find out. I wish we had you for the hour, I have to tell you, because I have so many other questions that are unanswered now.
I'll be delighted to come back sometime in the future.
Absolutely.
And maybe I'll go down to the lab right now and tell my colleagues to test this oxytocin experiment and see what the results really are.
Yeah, I would love to know. Listen, thank you so very much for being on the show today. Very, very exciting stuff.
Take care.
Take care. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the guy who founded Orbit Nutrition, my friend, Mitch Barham. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Wait. Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So I've been trying to get Mitch Barham on the air for how many flipping years now, Mitch? How many years has it been, Mitch? When we Mitch was one of the original sponsors of Off Topic Radio, where Aaron Singerman got his start on radio, back in like 2008, I want to say.
Yeah, it's amazing how time's flown by.
Mitch was one of the first sponsors of Off Topic. He was one of my first sponsors here at Superhuman Radio, and he's a major sponsor. He spends money with us. He's one of the reasons that the show goes on all the time. I have lots of sponsors that come and go. I'm always having sponsors that come and go. You know, they get in, they hit the audience, they get all the sales that they want. They feel like, oh, we got all the customers we want. Now let's bail on Superhuman Radio, and then they leave. But then there's sponsors like Mitch Barham who just says, no, man, I'm here to support the show. That's what it's all about. So, and I also know that Mitch listens every day, right? You listen all the time while you're working.
Yeah, all the time. I listen to live shows, listen to older shows.
I know.
It's always fun to go back and listen to the old off-topic shows. Well, the very beginning of, like, you know, Superhuman Radio when you were really just starting to take off.
Yeah, it really is cool. And then, and you started Orbit Nutrition how many years ago now?
You know what's funny? I actually had kind of a weird feeling, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I was like, you know, how long has this been going on for? It's been about 8 years.
Right, right.
I can't believe how fast time's gone by. I was like, wow, it's really been that long?
Because you just put your head down and you do the work every day, right? Every day you show up for work. It's not like you're going, oh, in 5 years I'll be. It's like, no, you just show up every day and do the work.
Yeah, and we're, for the most part, you know, family owned, family ran. You know, me, my wife, my brother, my sister. We just come in, get it done, and make sure we get the right products out, pick up good products for the customers, try to offer the best deals that we really can.
And I always get emails about your customer service. About people's, you know, packages having problems, and you turn around and reship the whole entire order. It's like people send me emails. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know about Orbit Nutrition, blah blah blah. You're just kind of like the quiet hero who goes on every day and does the work. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, we don't make a lot of noise.
But you're doing good. I mean, okay, so you started 8 years ago, and I remember when you started because it was just you. It was just you. And then it grew, right? And then you had to add people. And then next thing you know, you had to add more people. And as a result of that, you are now – how many different products do you carry now on the website, orbitnutrition.com?
1,200 plus.
Yeah, that's a lot of products. That's a lot of products.
Yeah, and we're definitely not, you know, one of the biggest stores out there. And but, you know, we carry what we can. We started, like you said, you know, started out just me, you know, in the basement. Now we have, you know, like an actual warehouse, employees that come in, USPS that comes in and picks up boxes like crazy.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So anything new and exciting as far as new sponsors? I mean, not new sponsors, new clients, new products that you've picked up there?
You know, we have a few, like one line that's really starting to pick up for us is Evo Muse. He's actually a pretty good buddy of mine. Known him for years. But he's got, you know, products that are really science-backed. He's got, like, a nerve restore product that kind of helps if you have, like, a pinched nerve or nerve pain.
Really?
He's got a gut health product, so it's a really potent probiotic, and it's 2 months' worth in one bottle. Nobody else that I know of puts 2 months in one bottle.
No. If anything, if you take it at the dosages you need to, it lasts 10 days most of the time, right? That's how most of the products are out there.
Yeah. So he's doing pretty good. He's got some topical fat burners also that are really hard to keep in stock. I don't know if you know of Matt Porter, which I'm sure you do. He used to work for Eric over there at Primordial.
Yeah, sure. I remember Matt.
Matt's got lots of clients. I mean, he's just creating pros and national athletes, and they all just come buying from me, and they buy these topical fat burners and just swear by them.
Wow.
You're
putting together a special code just for this interview. You decided to do this right before the interview. SHR10, right?
Yep, SHR10. I believe the code before that was for only 5% off. And I decided that, you know what, let's bump it up. Let's make it 10.
Very cool. And is it lowercase, uppercase, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I made them both ways. So, and to make it just one way, it gets kind of confusing. So it doesn't matter, lowercase, uppercase, it'll still take 10% off anything in the store.
How are Prime Nutrition's products doing?
Oh, good. You know, they're very high quality products, very affordable. And, you know, Aaron, PJ, and Evan, and those guys, you know, they really stand behind what they make and, you know, what they say, you know, it's going to be the best. So it actually does really, really well for us.
You know, I've been contacted by, I want to say his name is Jeff Roberts over at Project Bodybuilding, Matt Meinrod's project over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they want me to do an interview. He's supposed to let me know this week about when. But I think that'll be pretty cool. I said, well, what do you want me to talk about? He goes, whatever. I said, so like an off-topic type interview? And he had never heard of off-topic before, I guess. So he said he's going to go back and listen to some of the shows to see what they were like and take it from there.
They were epic shows.
Yeah, they will go down. But you know what the funny thing is? There's a lot of people who listen to Superhuman Radio that have never heard Off Topic, and I don't know that I want them to listen to Off Topic because that was a really troubled point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and it definitely made for interesting radio, and, you know, if you think about it, if you hadn't gone through that, you would have never met the lovely woman that you're with now.
That's exactly what I say all the time. I look back and I can't be angry about anything that went on during my divorce because it led me here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, there's just so much good in my life now that it's like it really doesn't even – I don't even think about that. And all those episodes of Off Topic are out there. They really – I used to get on the air with Aaron Singerman in the first half hour of the show. He and I would banter. And so the banter was always, you know – what happened in divorce court or what did this attorney do? And so it was like a saga, a weekly saga of the problems in my life and moving cross country to avoid being arrested because of the this and that. It was like, it was just a nightmare of a life. And it's actually all documented because of Off Topic. Mm-hmm. Now, luckily you can't find Off Topic very easily. There are a few people like you who know how to find it. But I don't know that I want people to find it. I think there's a lot of people in this audience that would hear that and go, my God, Carl was a jerk. You know?
Nah, it was just a really rough patch.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. But anyway, so, and now, your wife's name again is?
Stephanie.
How long you two guys been together?
See, we're going to be married 6 years at the end of this month.
Wow.
But before that, we were high school sweethearts. So we're actually kind of coming up on, if for the most part, you could say 14 to 15 years, there was a you know, patch in there where we weren't together. But then we got back together. Yeah, been together. She puts up with me, so can't really
complain.
Say anything bad about that.
How's your training going?
Good. You know, I'm dieting right now. I don't want to go. I'm going to be going down to the Olympia, and don't want to be, you know, the fat guy walking around down at the Olympia.
Right.
So I'm cutting down a little bit right now. I'm was down to 253, hoping to be, you know, 240, 245, leanish.
Yeah. But you're for people who don't know, you're a big dude. I mean, you carry a lot of muscle on you.
So, yeah. 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 I have wonderful genetics to put on muscle.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody gets ready for the Olympia, whether they're athletes or just go in there to hang out. Everybody's like, oh, the Olympia's coming up. I gotta get shredded. It's like, well, are you competing? No, I'm just going.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I was making a joke about that too. One of my buddies over at Molecular Nutrition, I told him, I was like, dude, we should cut down and put on some Jantan and walk around.
Yeah, right. Everybody will think you're, hey, are you competing? Are you competing?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll be up on the stage in an hour. Check me out.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to make the Olympia this year. We're talking to a couple sponsors right now. Last year, right before the Olympia, is when I tore my hamstring.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a disaster. Thank God it hasn't really taken too much out of my life. There are certain things that I notice it more than others, but I just did something stupid the other day. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, but I took a pair of 50-pound dumbbells and I farmer walked them around a mile and a quarter track in 30 minutes.
Jeez.
I know. It was amazing. I mean, you know, and I felt so good after it, but the next day I was in flipping pain.
No
my
bet.
Shoulders, my traps, my knees, my hamstrings, everything hurt. Everything. In fact, I was supposed to train legs today, and I'm going to give myself two more days before I train legs because I feel like after that episode, I just need a little more time. I wasn't ready for that. And that's how I do everything. I'm characteristically an overdoer. It's like I get this idea, oh, I haven't done farmer's walks since right before I hurt myself in the Olympia. I know what I'll do. I'll go walk a mile and a quarter. No, I should have just went up and down the block a couple times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would have been more than adequate. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Mitch Barham from Orbit Nutrition. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Orbit Nutrition banner ad today. Patronize them because guys like Mitch make the show possible. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond on the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I love this mashup. This is Metallica and Punjabi. Check this out. Indian style. Yeah, baby.
Nice.
Metallica like you've never heard it before. Right here on Superhuman Radio. Mitch, are the pro hormones and pro steroids still popular sellers for guys like you?
Yeah, there's not a lot of places that still want to sell them or will sell them. But for us, yeah, they're pretty big sellers. You know, Iron Mag Labs, we carry them. I believe they're a sponsor of your show.
Yeah.
They're really, really big mover. Blackstone Labs, I mean, pretty much any brand we carry, you know, moves. And then we're carefully watching it because I'm sure you know about the most recent act that is actually passed one of the House committees.
No, I don't. So Mitch Barham, give us an update, brother.
Yeah, so there was a first one that was referred to committee, one of the, like, I believe if you go to GovTrack, you have to search for Anabolic Steroid Act of 2014, and they're going after everything. And so the first one went to committee, and then they altered it to basically make it stricter. So millions of dollars in fines and prison time for producing, manufacturing, or selling, you know, these products.
So theoretically, if this gets passed and becomes ratified into a law, then everything's going to go away.
Yeah, they're going after even, you know, very simple pro hormones, you know, like Formistane and stuff like that are can more anti-estrogen effects. But yeah, they're going after all of it. I don't personally, a lot of us don't feel anything will become of it, but this is the first one since the last bill, when they banned the Superdrol and something else. But anyway, this is the first one that's actually made it out of House committee.
Wow.
And there's about the GovTrack website, it's got about a 55% chance of it passing. And that's mainly because there's five sponsors, and the five sponsors were shockingly all a part of the committee that it passed through. And, you know, I think if we get too much closer to election time, we're not going to see much, but then you got to worry about the lame duck session. So, but yeah, they're going after everything. There's like 25 plus compounds on it.
So theoretically, if it didn't pass this time, they'll probably come back and take a bite at the apple again sometime in the real near future. So it looks like, one way or the other, the days are numbered for over-the-counter anabolics.
Yep, pretty much. They've tried a few times, and you know, it usually dies off. It always seems to be right around the election year that they try this stuff. But then what happened, I believe the last time they tried it, and then the next year, boom, they just did it.
I just don't understand what, I don't understand what the government's penchant is over these. And I understand that there's two separate issues here. Obviously safety and efficacy. Now, these compounds are said not to be safe, not because they elicit anabolic responses and gains in muscle, but because quite often they're methylated and they cause hepatic stress. But so do a lot of other things that are available on the open market, including alcohol. And more people lose their liver to alcohol than to pro-hormones and pro-steroids. That's number one. Then there's a separate issue of the muscular gains that they elicit, which I believe personally is a bigger issue for politicians, because I don't think politicians, and I know this is going to sound stupid when I say it, but at its core, I believe there's some accuracy. I don't think politicians like strong citizens. They like people who are easily molded, easily pushed, easily directed, easily disenfranchised. They don't like strong people in any way, strong-willed, strong of opinion, or strong in physical stature or character. And I don't think they like the idea of muscular people out there who exhibit strength. They don't like it. They just don't.
No, I'd have to agree with you. They want everybody, you know, in my opinion, more deaths have happened from FDA-approved drugs than you'll find of ever of these pro hormones. You know, the same thing with alcohol. You have alcohol that destroys livers and kidneys. And, yes, this stuff is not the best for your liver, but it's not going to kill you. And the cases that you do find of people that have gotten severely sick and taking the stuff is they're not taking the proper support supplements, or they're drinking heavily while they're on them.
Or they're taking them for entirely too long. They're ignoring the requirements to cycle on and off, you know, four weeks or 6 weeks on, 4 or 6 weeks off. They don't do that. They just do it for 3 or 4 or 5 months. And and the reality is that you couldn't do that with methylprednisone without destroying your liver. So, you know, and it's always a small group of idiots that make it bad for the rest of the people who follow direction easily.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very unfortunate. And my frustration is Vice President Joseph Biden getting up in front of the House subcommittee many, many years ago before he was vice president and talking about how he would have been a pro baseball player had it not been for anabolic steroids. I mean, this guy, I can't believe he's our vice president. I mean, he makes Dan Quayle look like a Nobel Peace Prize recipient in intelligence. I just can't believe he said that. And I can't believe that Major League Baseball, football, and every other major league sport didn't come out and say how insulting he was to every hardworking athlete who toiled and dedicated their lives to their sport for decades on top of decades to get where they were, implying that, well, just injecting something will make you a pro athlete.
Yeah, I remember when he said that. I couldn't help but laugh.
I mean, first of all, Anthony Roberts pointed out that Joseph Biden graduated at the bottom of his class, not at the top, which he likes to tell people, number one. Number two, he was mediocre at best as a baseball player. He was not a good baseball player in college. And so he could have shot 6 grams a day and it wasn't going to make him a better baseball player, because he didn't have the hand-eye coordination, the strength, or the go-get-him. That's why he became a politician, because you can become a politician and have really very little skills other than convincing people that you have skills.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, same way with the pro hormones. You get too many people that just think that that's all it is, that you could take that, put on 15, 20 pounds, and keep it. No.
I mean, you can take all the pro hormones you want, and if you don't train right, eat right, sleep right, you're not gaining anything.
Nope.
It's frustrating to me. I'm so tired of it. In a country where I can pick up a pack of cigarettes and start smoking today, and the government doesn't care about that because they get their tax dollars for my death. They don't mind that. Or better yet, a country where I can drink alcohol, which destroys more livers than anything else in this nation. Or better yet, over 800,000 deaths a year, according to the CDC's own statistics, from taking pharmaceutical drugs as prescribed, and they're going after pro-hormones? Somebody, you know what?
Yep.
I wish there was like a parent, you know, like a parent that would come in and smack them all on their butts and go, now stop it. You're being silly now. Now do some real work.
Yeah. You would think that they would have bigger issues to deal with. You know, like they can't even, you know, decide on giving money to the transportation department.
Yeah.
They're going to come after pro-hormones. It's just silly.
Yeah. And this is what politicians do. Politicians, you know what? Anyone who aspires to be a politician has failed in other areas of their lives, or even if they've been successful in other areas of their lives, they've just gotten by the magic of their charisma. Because these politicians are idiots. They're idiots. I'm sorry. Anyway, mm-hmm. Okay, so let's plug this coupon code again. SHR10 will get people a 10% off anything at orbitnutrition.com.
Anything in the store, no minimum order amount, even if you want to buy a $4 bottle of caffeine, you get 10% off.
You have that, huh?
Yeah, I got Forever Fit caffeine. It's like $3.99 or something like that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. It's just regular old caffeine anhydrous.
Yep, regular old caffeine in capsules.
But please, if you buy caffeine, don't take more than 200 or 300 milligrams in a single sitting, and don't take more than 500 or 600 milligrams a day. You don't need more than that. Don't be like that person who killed themselves, and then the FDA wants to regulate caffeine. I mean, it's getting idiotic. Mitch, I wanted to have you on the show for how long?
Many, many years. Last time I was actually talking to my wife this morning, I think it's been 5-6 years since I've been on here.
I know. So did this hurt?
It was so painful.
No,
it was great. It was great.
What the audience doesn't know is the chat that we had on Facebook in between the breaks was the funniest part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was very epic.
Listen, I want to thank you for being a sponsor, first of all. You've been a devoted sponsor of this show, and I really, really appreciate that a lot, because it's guys like you who allow the show to go forward without having to worry about, oh, we're going to lose this sponsor, we're going to lose that sponsor. So thank you very much for that.
No problem. Very happy to be a sponsor.
And thanks for being a friend, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Listen, and maybe I will see you at the Olympia. Who knows? We'll see what happens. All right. Thanks, yep. Mitch.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So the coupon code is SHR10. Go to superhumanradio.com. You can't miss the skyscraper banner ad on the left-hand side that belongs to Orbit Nutrition. Click it and buy something and save 10%. Thanks to Rob Regish today for the Blueprint Power Hour. Thanks to Dr. Pincus Cohen. The jury is still out on human. And I look back in 2007, we did our first show on Clotho with Dr. Carmela Abraham from the Albert Einstein School of Medicine. We thought that was going to be the fountain of youth because it had similar characteristics as Clotho. It's also a peptide. There's a lot more to this that will be elucidated, I'm sure, and we will absolutely have Dr. Cohen back on the show because I'm really interested in this peptide and its relationship to other molecules in the body. Thanks to Mitch Barham for being on the show today, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works.